Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting third. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Score. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Herb Score. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Milt Bolling. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Sisler. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Sisler. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel takes first base on ball four. Smith moves to second. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. There goes Smith. The throw from White and Smith is out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bolling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolling takes first base on ball four. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland misplays the ball. That's an error on Strickland. Bolling moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen takes first base on ball four. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards first. Wertz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler strikes out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith is hit by the pitch. Score moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Score moves to third. Smith moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Score scores. Smith scores. Carrasquel moves to third. Colavito moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. Colavito scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a pop-up towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Score strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Lepsio reaches second base with a double. Pearsall moves to third. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pearsall tags and scores. Lepsio tags and moves to third. One out. It's Indians, 4, Red Sox, 4. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler strikes out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel misplays the ball. That's an error on Carrasquel. Lepsio scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. Klaus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Smith reaches second base with a double. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carrasquel for the out. Smith moves to third. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Colavito strikes out. 2 outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Woodling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Williams reaches second base with a double. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gurnett hits a line drive into right field. Colavito picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Colavito. Williams scores. Gurnett moves to second. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gurnett moves to third. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gurnett scores. One out. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Art Houdeman now pitching. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Pearsall steals third. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. Lepsio moves to second. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-2 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz fields it and throws to third for the out. White moves to second. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Hegan reaches second base with a double. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hegan moves to third. Ike DeLock now pitching. Dave Pope pinch hits for Art Houdeman. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hegan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cal McLish now pitching. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-3 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Colavito hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to third. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carrasquel tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Colavito moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lepsio hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Preston Ward pinch hits for George Strickland. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila pinch hits for Cal McLish. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a pop-up towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with DeLock covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Avila now playing second base. Don Mossy now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock bunts towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Avila covering, for the out. White moves to second. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-4 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Klaus reaches second base with a double. White scores. It's 9-6, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Williams is walked intentionally. Gene Stevens pinch runs for Ted Williams. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Wirtz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Carrasquel moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rosen strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.